This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. In a banner year of three new works from the Dallas Opera, the company this week launched a different kind of premiere, a week-long institute for women conductors. This school may be the only one of its kind in the world. Jessica Gethin conducts a musical passage by Verdi. At the piano are two opera conductors, including another institute fellow. The Dallas Opera's music director, Emmanuel Villon, is giving the master class.
That sometimes your beat is leading you, because it's a very strong beat, in a tempo that I don't think you want.
Gethin is one of six fellows in the Dallas Opera's inaugural Institute for Women Conductors. She's already an accomplished professional, having led Western Australia's Perth Symphony since 2011. Now, the married mother of two wants to tackle opera and sees advantages to this female-only institute.
If you get on the podium in a masterclass with all males, before you even lay the baton down for the first beat, they've already pigeonholed you as the female conductor, whereas when we sit down here, it becomes more about the music and about the score. At least that's how I hope it's seen as.
Other fellows see that and more. Russian-born, Moscow-trained pianist Anna Skrileva has built a music career in Germany for the last 16 years. Through some of those years, she played piano during opera rehearsals and played here when Institute fellow Gethin was conducting.
It gives you a possibility to analyze the whole story of conducting from the other side.
This week, Skrileva's also learning about yet another side of opera, management.
In Europe, nobody teach us about how does it work to lead a company. And I'm sure to be a conductor, if you are trying to get in the position a music director, and this is also my dream, you need to know the business, how to manage.
Dallas Opera CEO Keith Cerny noticed for years a lack of women conductors or managers. He launched this institute to deepen the pool.
If you look at many fields that were historically dominated by men, accounting being one example, one of the arguments being made to try to advance women in that field was that, in a sense, we as a society were losing out on half of the talent pool. We should not be excluding whole sectors from that talent search.
In the institute's case, that search led to 106 applicants from 26 countries. Based mostly on resumes and some videos, Cerny, Villaume, and the Dallas Opera's principal guest conductor, Nicole Paimon, chose the six fellows and four observers, all of whom are professional musicians. Paimon wishes this kind of institute existed in her early years.
I've been very alone in my field. I don't know a lot of women conductors. And I think that's very lovely to have that way of sharing culturally and musically and artistically and developing a relationship that I think can help.
Another big help this week, says Vion, the fellows are conducting professional musicians, including singers and an orchestra.
Time is orchestra is something very precious, very expensive, and you learn conducting by conducting. You have to do it again and again. So we are offering them real time with the orchestra and the possibility to then perform in a concert.
That concert caps off the week's session Saturday. Next year's institute, says Cerny, will last 2 weeks with a professional orchestra. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.
Oh!